Hello.
My name is Millennia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back? How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to apply for my unemployment.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to see about applying for my unemployment.
You want to apply for unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What's your social security number?
It's 423-37-3693.
All right. Give me your social security number, please.
423-37-3693.
And what's your birthday?
It is 8-8-1991.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Barbara.
All right. And what's your last employer?
It is Akim Frisco Resource.
What's your employer?
It's ACUMEN.
And when did you start working for that employer?
When I started,
Started.
It was January of this year. Let's see what day it was. What year is that? I think it was January the 1st, 2024.
And what's the employer's name?
It's ACUMENFICAL.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Okay. Did you work for them in the past, or this is your first time working for them?
No, I was with Allied Community Resource before them.
Okay. And this company is called what again?
ACUMEN.
Okay.
Acumen, and then FISCAL agent.
So ACUMEN and then agency.
It's Acumen Fiscal agent.
You said Fiscal or Fifth?
FISCAL.
FISCAL. All right. And you started January 1st?
Yes.
Of 2024? All right.
Go turn the TV down, phone.
All right, what's your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding any English?
No.
All right. All right, do All right, do you understand knowingly making a false statement, falsified income documentation in connection with this is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive it in the future?
Yes.
All right, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
All right, have you already filed for a regular unemployment compensation and need to file for a trade adjustment assistance?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance?
No.
All right, and what is your first name?
Benisha.
What is your last name?
King Angie.
Has your name changed the last time that you filed?
No.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
All right, what's a good telephone number for you?
334-715-1327.
All right, what's your date of birth?
It is 8/8/1991.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Barbara.
All right. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What state was that driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
And what's that driver's license number?
Oh, boy. It is 8742178.
Did you give me that number?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't hear.
8742178.
All right. What's your race?
Black.
What's your gender?
Female.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
1 year of college.
All right. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
All right, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
All right, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 190 days?
No.
All right, do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right, and what's your home address?
It's 1900 U.S. 80 West Apartment B7. And the city is Demopolis, Alabama, 36732.
All right, can you give me that address again?
1900 U.S. 80 West WST Apartment B7. And that's in Demopolis, Alabama, 36732.
That zip code again.
36732.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential?
Yes.
You said 1900 West, U.S. 80 West, apartment B7? Yes. Okay. What was your occupation prior to being unemployed?
I got terminated.
No, what were you doing? As in the job title?
Oh, I'm sorry. There was a home health.
All right. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation as a home health?
Not right now.
You said no?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of work will you be seeking?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure at the moment.
So, what kind of work will you be seeking?
I'm gonna try to get me another home health job, or either maybe housekeeping.
All right. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Repeat that.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
All right. Did the employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
No.
All right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Are you?
Can you read that? Cadence. Okay, can you repeat that question?
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
All right. All right, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
At least 50.
All right, and what is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
Say 11.
Ma'am?
$11.
All right. Are you a corporate officer or a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
All right. Have you applied for or receiving pension for employers that you work for in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st of 2023 to December 31st of
2023? No.
All right. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit checks withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right. So when you set up this account, you put a direct deposit on file. Would you like to keep that direct deposit?
No, I don't remember which one I put on file.
All right. So yes, ma'am, you can change it. It has to be a traditional bank. It cannot be an online bank of Chime, Cash App, Trust, or anything like that. And the only traditional bank we do not accept is Wells Fargo.
Okay, I have a Robertson Banking.
Is that a traditional bank?
Yes.
Okay. And what is that routing number?
Okay, routing number is, let's see, 06-220-1342.
All right, can you repeat that so I know I have it correct?
06-220-1342.
All right. And what's that account number?
4714830.
All right, you repeat that so I know I have it correct.
4714830.
All right. All right. And then you said, what's your employer?
It is Acumen.
Okay. And where is this located at?
Hold on, let me look it up. Okay, you need the whole address?
Uh-huh.
It is 5416 E Baseline, Baseline Road. And the state is, or the city is MESA, Arizona. And zip code is 85206.
All right. Just hold one moment while I try to find that employer, okay?
Okay.
All right. What's the last day that you worked?
Last day was June 26th.
All right. Just hold one moment for me. Thank you. Go on.
Kaden, you too loud. If you don't stop out that damn pilot. Jeez. Kaden. What did you think? He ain't got to be hotter than 900 games.
Do you know that number?
One second. 877-211-3738.
And what city did you work in?
I'm in Alabama.
So you work from home?
Well, I get paid through that company. So it's a home health care, but I get paid through there.
Okay. And where did you do your home health at different places around Alabama?
Yeah.
What was your start date with this employer?
Let's see. It was January the 1st.
Mm-hmm. And the last day you worked was the 26th of June.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And why are you no longer? All right. And why are you no longer working there?
I had my son was on the program and they tipped me terminated. So I had a letter that said terminated effective on 6/27.
What was the reason why they terminated you?
He no longer meet the curriculum of the program.
Oh, so you were taking care of your son?
Yes, it's my son and my mom were also on the program.
So the position was eliminated?
Yeah.
All right, have you received or do you expect to receive any other following pay after your last day at work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
All right, so far everything that you have told me, is it correct?
Yes.
All right, are you certifying that your answers are true and accurate and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? Will match the earning with the wages you reported by your employer? False answers can result in overpayment, fraud penalties. Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. What is necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment? And which of the following cities have you attended colleges? Austin, Lake Worth, Milwaukee, or Westchester?
Neither. None of those.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1215 East Lake Boulevard, 206 Lee Avenue, 2442 Grayson Trace Drive, or 631 Carlton Click Road?
206 Lee Avenue.
All right, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama today?
No.
All right, you said no?
What was the question?
I said, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
No.
Okay, so you don't want to file for unemployment today? Because that's what we're doing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes. All right. Do you certify under penalty and perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and the connection made into this claim is to be true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right. Do you understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content, claimant, benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibility?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must be meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you've claimed benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. You are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in to www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information book with benefit rights and responsibility contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically mean payments will start to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone. That telephone number is going to be 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at the earliest 12 o'clock in the morning through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday before 5. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefit Rights and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to the work search requirement are made to the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employers who want to verify short-term layoff, claimants attending direct-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject for possible work search exemptions. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback, okay?
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision is made on your claim. So beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You must not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hired when you first contact them, but the employer later begins to hire. Failure to make and list through work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going ahead and submit your claim. I just submitted your claim. Your transaction number is 490-011-205. That number is just letting you know that you filed for unemployment today, okay?
Okay. Okay, what was that number again? 490-011-205. Okay.
All right, and your PN.
$36.93. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day, okay?
All right. You do too. Thank you.